The following message is from Bear Creek Church. More information about BCC is available at bearcreekchurch.org.
Are you please be seated? I'm going to be reading this morning from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. If you'd like to follow along, John chapter 10. Proud of all those of you who wore Hawaiian shirts this morning. I joked that I was going to get one more Sunday out of mine, and then I stepped outside and chickened out. Lost a lot of my insulation. It's a little nippy. Folks, don't forget that with everything that's going on, it's really important that church be a place where people are loved and warmly welcomed. So let's not lose sight of the fact that it's important that we come to church looking not to receive, but to give. That is, with our antenna up, looking for people with whom to begin new relationships, looking for people who we can meet, looking for people who we can encourage, looking for people who we can pray with. Let's leave politics and the debates outside and let church be a place where people feel the love of Jesus, okay? Sunday mornings, let Bear Creek continue to be a church where people are warmly welcomed, but you have to do that. If you've come to church here more than 3 weeks, you are now responsible for helping to welcome other people, okay? It's not my job or Pastor Brian's job or Chris Detloff only. It's your job, too, to warmly welcome everybody, okay? So let's come to church ready to demonstrate the love of Jesus in that way. From John chapter 10, our scripture reading begins. Verse 1, "Truly, truly, I say to you," Jesus said, "he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them. And the sheep, they follow him, for they know him. They know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they didn't understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Let's pray. Father, on this morning, we lift up our President and Mrs. Trump to you and pray that you will protect them and every member of the president's administration currently struggling with this COVID. Please give them wisdom, I pray, in decision-making and health in their how they're doing physically. Lord, we pray that going forward, Bear Creek Church will continue to be known as a church where guests are warmly welcomed, regardless of age or ability, race or economics. Give us all, whether longtime attenders or newer friends, a Jesus-like regard for others so that no one is left unwelcomed. Further, may we continue to be a church where your word is highly regarded As, for example, just now, as Pastor Brian opens our understanding to this important text and its record of your son's reassuring words. In his name, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.